Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Destroyer.
All right, continuing on the Texas stories, at least for another moment here. This went down in the Texas House as they were debating issues like the redistricting. This man stepped to the podium, and you can hear the Democrats, as he gets about halfway through his speech here, the wailing and gnashing of teeth you start to hear from the audience. That is the Democrats in the room upset over what the man is saying here. So check this out in clip 7.
In the great state of Texas, as a black American, Afghanistan veteran, a retired department head of the U.S. Department of Justice, I strongly support the Republican redistricting. I do not want, nor does the great state of Texas or this magnificent nation deserve to continue.
Gentlemen, will you?
The gentleman will be accorded the same respect that everyone testifying receives. We will come to order. Everyone, regardless of your belief, political persuasion, or age, or whoever you are an American and you're entitled to be heard, and you will be heard in this committee. The audience will come to order. The gentleman is recognized to continue his testimony.
I do not want the great state of Texas or this magnificent nation deserve to continue seeing systemic gang and street violence, a plummeting educational system, communities deteriorating, men and women's sports, etc., while Democrats sit quietly and fall to condemn or acknowledge the systemic moral decay, screaming systemic racism for anything that does not fit the narrative. These acts of evil must stop. We need Republican leadership for such a time as this. Republicans have a larger story. Echoing the words of the American icon, Mr. Frederick Douglass, you will not be judged by the heights you have risen, but from the depths you have climbed. I am a Republican, a black dyed-in-the-wool Republican, and I never intend to belong to any other party but the Party of Freedom and Progress, Frederick Douglass. We need and must have increased Republican leadership in the great state of Texas to remain great. As president of the Frederick Douglass Republicans of Tarrant County, I stand behind this statement, simplified.
Thank you for your testimony.
Any questions for me?
Members, any questions for this witness?
And Mr. Chairman?
Yield.
Hey.
Please stop doing
this. This is America. We hear from everyone, whether we agree with them or not. And the audience will come to order and extend.
Now, you ever notice this? Because we play these clips frequently. Democrats getting outraged. Specifically in this case, whenever you're dealing with just political action, committees, town halls, whatever, and something will be said that the Democrats don't like, sometimes at their protests, you ever hear it sounds like the sounds of hell? Like, if you could imagine the sound of demons in hell screaming and wailing, that's it. You got it about 20 seconds or so into that video. Maybe we can play that on the way out. But you know what really drives them nuts? If that was some white guy up there saying it, they probably wouldn't even have bothered to scream and shout. But because it was a black man, see, that's like, you know, Democrats don't like when their slaves leave the plantation. They don't like a black man that doesn't do their bidding. They don't like a black man that is convicted in his thoughts in support of the Republican Party or Donald Trump. That gets them extra angry. That sends them into fits of rage that makes them sound like they're right out of hell. Listen to this.
Or this magnificent nation deserve to continue.
That's the soundtrack of hell.
Gentlemen, will you?
That's good stuff.
The gentleman,
well done, crew.
The gentleman.
But seriously, if I could somehow in my mind, what would the sounds of wailing demons of hell sound like? It sounded like liberals complaining.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
The man who dares to defy the deep state narrative, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a couple of developments here with the situation in Israel and the Gaza Strip. And I'll hone in on a couple specific things and then look at the larger picture here. Now, Trump was forced to address the issue of the starving children in Gaza that you'll have Israel tells you it doesn't exist. And, of course, they're trying to have a complete blockade on any media getting the videos and images out of what's really going on in the Gaza Strip. They're sending in IDF operatives to social media companies to try to censor this type of content, but they just can't keep it under wraps. So despite Israel's best attempts to mute the noise coming out of Gaza and silence the voices and censor the images, it has failed miserably. And so this is obviously a problem with their policy in the region, and now they're basically about to go full disclosure soon and just say, yeah, the plan is to just conquer it. The plan is we're taking it. It's ours now. That's the plan. So they're like one or two clicks away from just being like, yeah, this is the agenda. It's, you know, some of them are starting to murmur it and mutter it. Netanyahu, you know, once he says it, then it's like, yeah, okay, they're just going to tell you. But Trump and Netanyahu with conflicting messages. First here, Trump was forced to address this. He was asked about it, and he said this from Air Force One in clip 5.
Can I ask about the First Lady? You mentioned a couple of weeks ago her role in talking to you about the war in Ukraine and perhaps it being part of your evolution in thinking. Have you discussed the crisis in Gaza and the terrifying...
I have, and she thinks it's terrible, and she sees the same pictures that you see and that we all see, and I think everybody, unless they're pretty cold-hearted or worse than that, nuts. There's nothing you can say other than it's terrible when you see the kids. And those are kids, you know, whether they talk starvation or not, those are kids that are starving. They are starving. And you see the mothers, they love them so much, and there's just nothing they seem to be able to do. They got to get them food, and we're going to get them food.
And they have committed to more aid there. But Trump says, well, they're cold-hearted, they're nuts. Oh, President Trump, you know, you're talking about some of your own Republicans and freaks like Randy Fine. By the way, there was a rumor yesterday that AIPAC dropped Randy Fine. Apparently that was just a fake news rumor. They've said no such thing and are saying, no, we still stand behind Randy Fine. So, you know, signing bullets to kill women and children, innocent people, that's what Randy Fine is into. Celebrating starving children in Gaza, that's what Randy Fine is into. But that's who Trump endorsed. And now you have the new MAGA, which is all the pro-Israel people that love the starving children and love all the death and destruction in Gaza, like a Mark Levin. So, but then he comes out and says, well, they're nuts. They have cold hearts. Well, you're talking about your friend Mark Levin. You're talking about the guy you endorsed, Randy Fine. These are the sick, heartless freaks you're talking about. These are the new leaders of MAGA, President Trump. You see why people are so pissed? Maybe now you get a better idea. because that stuff sickens us just like it sickens you. And Netanyahu is trying to do damage control on this because they can't stop the images from getting out. They've tried their best. They can't stop it. They can't deny what's going on there. They can't deny what they've done. All Netanyahu can do is come out and say it doesn't exist like he does here in clip 9.
There is no starvation in Gaza, no policy of starvation in Gaza. And I assure you that we have a commitment to achieve our war goals. We'll continue to fight till we achieve the release of our hostages and the destruction of Hamas's military and governing capabilities. They shall be there no more. We shall not have any more of these massacres. We shall not have any more of these monstrosities. We stand for human freedom and human life, and that is not commensurate with Hamas or with Iran, other Iranian proxies. We have fought this battle together. We shall win it together.
That's the monster right there, is Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the monster. Randy Fine is the monster. Mark Levin is the monster. And I understand why people in D.C. are very, and people in the White House press corps, very nervous, hesitant to want to go there with the president. But I think if you're sick of the Epstein deal and you want to generate some buzz here, start asking about Gaza. Start asking about Israel. Because the whole world is watching what's going on. And you know, I see the attempts to obfuscate, and there's a level of fairness to it when they say, why didn't you cover, you just had 49 Christians slaughtered in Congo by radical Islamicists. They just came out with some big story about hundreds of thousands of people dying in Yemen from starvation in these wars. And so, you know, the Israel defenders will come out and say, oh, you don't talk about this, or you don't cover this. Well, we do cover it all, but we're not funding that. I'm not funding the death and destruction of Yemen like I'm funding Israel's death and destruction in the Gaza Strip. Well, I guess we probably are funding all of it, sadly enough, but it's like that's we're not supposed to know it. I'm not funding radical Islam in Africa slaughtering Christian villages. I don't have their flags waving in my Congress. I don't have all of their representatives, all their spokespeople, all of their surrogates going on my mainstream news all day, every night, telling me how great it is in Yemen, telling me how great things are in the Congo for Christians. I don't have that. I do have people saying that about Israel every night. I do have people in Congress waving the Israeli flag, putting up the Israeli flag in their office, the flag, the lapel pin. Every night, mainstream news, the Israeli flag. So, no, there is a difference. The big difference. It's not, oh, well, you can't comment on the Gaza Strip if you don't comment on Yemen. I'm not supposedly financially supporting the death and destruction in Yemen, although somehow I'm sure our tax dollars go to that too. But I'm not told how great it is over there. Nobody's waving the Yemen flag in my face for all this other garbage. That only goes on with Israel. So you can try to obfuscate, but it's really a lame attempt, and you know it. You're smarter than that. But this is all part of the propaganda push for you to say, oh, I'm not supposed to care about what's going on in Gaza. Well, maybe we would have less concern if Netanyahu wasn't in the White House every month. Maybe we would have less concern if we weren't directly involved in funding it and supporting it militarily. Then maybe we would have less of a concern over that. But since that is the case, no, we do have a right to be concerned over that. And if you want that blood on your hands, if you're an Israeli citizen, if you want that blood on your hands, which now the Israelis are turning on Netanyahu, the IDF is turning on Netanyahu, even right-wingers are turning on Netanyahu, because they don't want that blood on their hands. And they're saying there's a level of response to October 7th, and then there's what we're doing, and it's not good. And even if they don't even want to comment on the military action, they just see how Israel is now, the support for Israel, approval, whatever you want to call it, is at record lows. And even, I mean, look, obviously CNN isn't necessarily pro-Israel, but I do think these polls are very reflective of where things are at that they aired last night here in Clip 8.
You know, Benjamin Netanyahu, if you look at polling in the United States, he is lost in the court of public opinion. I want you to take a look here at his net favorable rating. It is the lowest on record, according to Gallup, and they have records going all the way back since the 1990s. What are we talking about here? Well, in April of 2019, before, obviously, Israel in Gaza and the latest war that's been going on for a long time, Benjamin Netanyahu was on the positive side at plus 13 points. Look at where he is today, minus 23 points. My goodness gracious. You look at those under the age of 35, his net favorable rating at this point, get this, 53 points underwater. My God. And this, of course, has everything to do with Israel's actions in Gaza. The American people at this particular point, not exactly liking what they're seeing. And they believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is in large part responsible.
So to that point, how do Americans feel about Israel's actions in Gaza right now?
Yeah, so let's take a look at this. I mean, net approval of Israel's military acts in Gaza. You go back to November of 2023, it's on the positive side of the ledger, plus 5 points. I bet if you even go back a little bit further, it'd be a little bit higher. But Gallup only measured in November of 2023 at plus 5 points. Look at here where we are in July of 2025, way down there at minus 28 points. Among those under the age of 35, get this, a negative 73-point net approval rating. This is all being led. All the negative opinions towards Israel and their acts in Gaza are being led by the younger folks in the electorate. Negative 73 points on the net approval rating. You rarely ever see numbers that low, and that is charging up this number, 28 points underwater. The net approval rating of Israel's military acts in Gaza. The American people do not like what they're seeing and increasingly dislike what they're seeing.
That is really a shift. And this is leading to a number of other feelings when it comes to Israel in general. How can, I mean, as we look at that and also questions about Palestinians and you know, whether to recognize the state of Palestine, that's back in the news because of Emmanuel Macron. Where do we stand on some of those questions?
Yeah, so, you know, for the longest period of time, Americans have sympathized more with the Israelis than the Palestinians. That's still the case, but it's only by plus 5. You go back to May of 2024, it was plus 17. Right after October 7th, look at this, it was plus 48. In 2017, it was plus 39 points. That is a dramatic drop. That is, what is that, a 43-point drop since the aftermath of October 7th. And again, under the age of 50, you look at those younger voters, it was plus 38 Israelis back all the way back in 2017. You look now, it is plus 19 Palestinians. There has simply put been a complete change of opinion on this topic, and it has been at least driven in large part by how Americans view the military actions of Israel in Gaza.
It was fascinating to see those numbers, Harry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, another poll, just 23% of Americans find Israelis' military actions in Gaza acceptable. And, you know, I've debated this issue a lot in the last couple of months because it has become a right-on-right issue. And this is just some of the scenes from Gaza, folks. I mean, it's just, you can't even believe it. But it's so bad that even Trump is having to call it out and say it's too much. But they'll whip him back into shape. It's just really horrifying. And I have these debates and they'll say, oh, people still support Israel. You're not right. And I'm just like, look, man, I don't know what world it is you live in. Okay. And if you want to be able to understand politics, you have to understand that there's other people in the world that think differently than you, whether you like the way they think or agree with it or not, they do exist. You might be stunned that they exist. Like, I'm stunned leftists exist. But they exist. I have to recognize that. So this idea that, oh, I'm just going to mute any anti-Israel commentary and just pretend it doesn't exist, or I'm just going to live in some bubble where everybody thinks Israel is the good guy and is the exact opposite. It's a really strange phenomenon. And all of the polling continues to reflect it. The conversations I have in different social circles continue to reflect it. And it's just there's this social media denial class that they just pretend like, oh, it's not going on. It's not hurting Republicans. It's not hurting the administration. Oh, it very much is. It very much is. Yeah, Trump with the guy who's viewed as the most evil man in the world, Netanyahu, is definitely not good for his image. Trump chummy with Netanyahu and Randy Fine and the rest of them, yeah, not good for his image. Not good for our image. So you can sit here and pretend like the world isn't outraged over what's going on in Gaza. You can sit here and try to obfuscate and say, well, what about Yemen and what about Congo and all these other deals? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And so now Netanyahu is really basically, he has to make a decision, and maybe he's already made it. And maybe we'll find out soon. And then Trump will have to make a decision in response. But Netanyahu is either going to have to back up and back off this, which would kind of be an admittance of defeat, which is why I wouldn't expect it. Just realizing, okay, I've done so much damage to the international opinion of Israel, and you could even argue Jews. I've done so much damage to just the average Jew around the world now that I've got to back off this deal. I've got to. But he's already made the decision, folks. They want to conquer the Gaza Strip. They want to end any idea of a Palestinian state. They want to end any concept of a Palestinian people. And they want to move them to Europe. They want to move them to Africa. They want to move them to America. They just want them out. They want the land. That's what this whole thing is about. And then you have the IDF soldiers, which it's like, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and try to armchair quarterback the military activity there. I'm not a military guy. I didn't serve, but I can sit here and make neutral observations. You know, you don't see videos of American troops overseas doing God knows what, okay? Let's just kind of put it simply like that. You don't see videos of American troops overseas doing their actions and, you know, celebrating it or teabagging people that are dead, okay? But for whatever reason, the IDF, they're so numb to it. And people will argue, well, it's their teachings. They think the Gazans are less than them. They believe in religious superiority or Jewish superiority. Well, I don't know. I'm not Jewish. I don't practice that. But I can see the actions. It's like, yeah, they don't care. Like, and, I mean, even that slime ball known as Destiny goes to Israel, sits down with a bunch of IDF people and says, hey, you know, maybe you wouldn't be hated as much if you didn't film your war atrocities. That greasy slime ball goes and has a talking to the IDF troops saying, hey, you know, maybe you should stop filming your war crimes and laughing about it. It's like, yeah, you don't say, but it's like a video game to them. They just carpet bomb the whole region and assume everyone's dead. And then once they assume everyone's dead, then they go in boots on the ground and they go play with the children's toys in the houses and they make fun. Oh, they ride their bikes around. They throw their pictures around, smash their pictures, put blood on the wall. It's like this whole fun game. It's like it's a video game for them. And they film this stuff. Now, notice that they're not really publishing it anymore. Notice that? First couple months of this, It was everywhere. They were celebrating it. Their approval rating was a net positive. It was funny for them. Oh yeah, we're killing a bunch of people. We're running over them on the rubble now. It was like, oh yeah, hell yeah, let's film this. It's fun. Notice how, yeah, the memo went out. Hey, stop videotaping your war crimes. Stop videotaping your war atrocities. And then, now all the independent journalists in the Gaza Strip, the ones that the IDF can't shut down, sharing all the videos everywhere, you get to see the real humanitarian crisis. You get to see the real evil that's being done there. And then it's become such a hot political issue. You look at there's been a couple examples, but maybe the best example yet was Ted Cruz with Tucker Carlson. And you realize all these pro-Israel politicians have never had to defend the issue. They've never had to defend the issue on Israel. They've never been forced to defend what's going on in the Gaza Strip. It's always just been an easy thing. Oh, just support Israel, wave the Israeli flag when you're told to, take the AIPAC money, do what they tell you to do, everything will be fine, people don't care. Well, it's a different story now. Now they're actually being forced to defend it, and they can't do it. So that was one example. There was another example with Senator Slotkin, who goes on the Breaking Point show with Sagar and Jenty and Crystal Ball, and they're giving her a similar treatment, and they're asking her stuff about Israel, and you realize, like, wow, they have never been forced to defend this issue. They don't know how to defend it. And it's not even that they don't know how to defend it. Folks, you can't defend it. It's indefensible. And really, it's like, how do you even... Okay, October 7th. Well, that was a stand down, so that doesn't work. So what's the defense? Well, the defense is my religious book, my religious doctrine tells me this land was promised to me by God 3,000 years ago. So it's my land. Meanwhile, the actual, I mean, if you look at the actual genealogy and the ancestry, the Palestinians have more of a tie to that land than the modern day Israelis. But, oh, don't even have that debate. Don't you dare talk about that. So, no, they've never had to defend this issue, but it's so bad now, the American media is pressing them on it, and they just flop and flail, and they have no idea how to defend it because it's not defensible. And the timeline here keeps shrinking. But I think now, 2028, 2032, being pro-Israel is going to be a negative, a net negative on a campaign. Yeah. And I said it. I said Mamdani is going to kind of be the first test case. And maybe we'll get another situation to see. Okay, well, even in a mayor's race, shouldn't even have anything to do with Israel. It's a mayor's race. Shouldn't have anything to do with foreign policy. And yet it keeps coming up. Because you know, it's like, this is a winning issue. So that'll be, it was already your first test. And people are like, oh, this is communism. Communism is not the only factor here. Yeah, people that are disgruntled and disenfranchised with the economy voting communist. Okay, I'm not going to deny that's happening. But no, this is also a mandate on Israel. Do not fool yourself. People look at Israel with such disgust, such absolute disgust because of what's going on in the Gaza Strip that, yes, they'll go and vote in a mayor's race that has nothing to do with foreign policy just to show a vote against Israel. Absolutely. You already saw it once. I still think you're going to see it again when the final vote happens. But yeah, I'd say 2028, but definitely by 2032. You already kind of start to see it now. This is just the beginning, folks. If Netanyahu goes all the way and they just keep bombing and keep killing, and the death count just keeps rolling up, and then they just take the land and settle it and say, we're Jews, it's our land. Yeah, it's going to be a really bad situation for Israel. And of course, the only reason they're able to get away with any of it is because they have the support of the United States. The only reason they're able to get away with any of it is because President Trump supports them right now. So you remove that, you know, it's not a good situation. I mean, folks, you do realize Iran would have kept bombing them. You do realize they'd probably still be taking strikes from Iran today if Donald Trump didn't step in and stop it. It's like, don't you realize how bad this is for Israel?
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Huge announcement.
announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low. Wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, final segment for today. Remember, though, tonight at 8 p.m. Central, Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes will be debating support for Donald Trump. Should American patriots still support Donald Trump? Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes debating tonight, 8 p.m. Central, right here at InfoWars. You can tune in live on our own feeds, InfoWars.com/show, or watch on Alex's X feed at Real Alex Jones. That will kick off 8 p.m. Central, 2 hours after we sign off. And then the old InfoWars team might be doing a little post-debate coverage as well. So stay tuned on X for that. Remember, we're having a sale, buy one, get one free for our VIPs right now, thealexjonesstore.com. VIPs get buy one, get one free, all supplements and apparel. And it's your support there that make it possible for us to do extended broadcasts and host debates like we will be tonight. TheAlexJonesStore.com, or become a VIP member, TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Okay, a couple things left to cover here, but we should have time to take a couple phone calls before we sign off for today. So I want to give out the phone line. Let's put it on the screen now, please. 877-789-2539. Numbers on the bottom of the screen. Anything we've covered today is fair game. 877-789-2539. To finish up on the geopolitical issues, Keir Starmer is edging closer to recognizing Palestinian statehood. UK officials say, well, that was yesterday. Then today, Starmer says UK will recognize Palestinian state status unless Israel agrees to a ceasefire. Well, they'll agree to a ceasefire, violate it the next day, so that really means nothing. So the world is trying to find a way to stand up to Israel. It's tough because America is in the back pocket of Israel or vice versa. So they have to use weird diplomatic and political ways to do it. The only country that was really doing it militarily was Iran. The U.S. put an end to that. So they're trying to find other ways to do it. Canada says they're going to recognize the Palestinian statehood in September. Netherlands bans entry to Ben Gvir and other Israeli extremists over statement on Gaza and West Bank. And these are the people that are now coming out and pressuring Netanyahu. They're saying, hey, just say it. We're taking the Gaza Strip. Just say it. Because I guess they figure that'll be better PR. Because right now, it's self-defense. Like, yeah, I'm going to go into a nursery and start punching babies because it's self-defense. So I guess they're telling Netanyahu, they're saying, hey, just come out and say we're taking it. Just come out and say the agenda is for us to conquer the Gaza Strip. It's ours. We're the Jews. We're the holy people, so it's ours anyway. So, yeah, we're going in there. We're clearing them out. They can go wherever the hell they want. We don't care. Tell America to take them. Tell Europe to take them. They need more diversity. Not us, of course. That diversity is for them. So they're just telling him, hey, just say we're conquering the Gaza Strip. That'll look better. You're saying it's self-defense when they're just killing and starving a bunch of people. It's not self-defense. They know that. So just say we're conquering it. Ooh, but see, oh, that's like, well, now you're admitting, oh, okay. So the situation will just get worse, and it's really frustrating. It's really embarrassing, to be honest, as an American. It's embarrassing for our country. It's embarrassing for our country that our blood, sweat, and treasure, our flag, our government, our politicians, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that they're the enablers of this. And they are. Everybody knows it. And Israel can kind of manipulate the Gulf nation states. And who knows, they might got blackmail on some of them too. They might be on some Epstein list or some other Epstein-like character in the Gulf nation states. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. But it's like they flip back and forth. So one time they're like, no, we need to protect the Palestinians. Then another day they're saying, oh, no, we're with Israel. So they just, you know, they don't want the Palestinians. But everybody knows Israel would not be as bold. Israel would not be as blatant. Israel would not be as forceful if they knew they wouldn't have the support of the United States. Iran would still be bombing Israel to this day. Who knows? Maybe to a very extreme degree. And maybe other countries too. But the U.S. stepped in. The U.S. stopped it. So the whole world watches Israel's evil. And then when the world is looking at it like, do we need to do something about this? Okay, somebody's going to do something about this. Oh, then here comes America say, oh, no one's going to do anything about this. It's really embarrassing. It's embarrassing for our country. It's embarrassing for our politicians. It's embarrassing for our president that we're basically directly involved in this, supporting it, funding it, Netanyahu coming to D.C. to brag about it. It's disgusting. And I really, you wonder how bad it's going to get. I mean, folks, how many are going to die? And then what's going to happen in the aftermath? And then what is the world going to say knowing Israel committed this great evil in the name of their own religious beliefs, claiming it self-defense as a cloak after a stand down? And then the whole world is going to know. They're going to look at America and they're going to say, you let this happen. And then what do you think they're going to say? You're going to take the Palestinians. We tried to stop Israel from doing this. We tried to stop him with the international criminal courts. You defended Netanyahu. We tried to stop him in the courts in Israel. You defended Netanyahu. We tried to stop him with the UN. You defended Netanyahu. There was military action against them in Yemen, in the ports, with Iran, and you stopped them, and you bombed Israel's enemies. The only people standing up to Israel militarily, and you bombed them, and you killed them. Yeah, you're running cover for what Israel is doing, conquering the Gaza Strip. And they've clearly decided there is no limit on the death and destruction or lies that'll be told. Or the levels of censorship. They'll kill journalists if they have to. They do not care. It's the most evil regime on the planet. It's the most evil man on the planet. And we're sitting here having to be in bed with that nasty demon. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And the whole world sees it. U.S. sanctions Brazilian judge Alexandra de Moraes, who's overseeing the case against Trump ally Jair Bolsonaro. Well, it's a nice symbolic thing, and it's the right thing to do, but it's not going to have any impact. We've already seen it, folks. Brazil is not going to, they're balking at everything Trump is doing. Same with Russia now, too. China as well. Whether that's because they don't trust President Trump or the United States, whether it's just a political stance against Trump right now for other reasons. But it's definitely less impactful than the first administration as far as the geopolitical weight that Trump can throw around here. Now, this is a wild one. So you know, the Irish are trying to take their country back. They've dealt with the open borders and the invasion and the destruction of their culture. They're trying to stand up against it. It's unfortunate. You watch this stuff happen, and it's mostly just protests and then little results. Can you even vote your way out of this? I mean, we're trying deportations here. It's a problem. But then you have their Indian-Irish. I don't even know how you say it. So you have all these Indians that have moved to Ireland. They're getting into government. Listen to one of them talk right here. And look, I'm not Irish, but it's like, are they not allowed to say, you know what? Can Ireland be for Irish? Can Irish people decide the fate of Ireland? No. No, this woman moves in from India, and she's going to determine the fate. Listen to this in clip 14.
Most of the people who are like Irish people, they are very supportive of the people who are contributing in this country, whether it's from migrant backgrounds or whether like people are supportive. It's just a small part of the extremists, I would say, who are trying to spread hate with the ideologies that they have.
Oh, it's hate.
And this is something that we should not allow. Should not be allowed in our country. What needs to be done is that the youth who are basically, they get fueled with this kind of these things on the social media.
Oh, she wants censorship.
That needs to be controlled. And they need proper education about how the diversity is helping in the economy of the country.
Oh, yes.
This is where, I mean, the people who
you
are trying to spread the hate-fueled violence and stuff, they would get an answer that it's not. Ireland has always been a welcoming country. And we should not let these kind of extremist thoughts divide us.
So, you have to start asking the question then. What are you really saying? What are you really saying here? Because it sounds to me, not just in theory, but in practice, as you can see it, it sounds to me like what you're saying is white countries need to fall. Countries with a majority white population or traditionally white populations, cultures, values, whatever that means or represents, they just have to fall. They have to take the knee. And if people from all over the world move into their country and diversify it and then take it over and it's no longer run by traditional white Irish, well, then they just have to accept that. Or they're racists and they're bigots and they're extremists. So when when does a white man or woman or family or country get to stand on its own two feet and say, no? When? So that's what they do with these topics. It's like they do it with Israel, too. It's like, you can't say anything bad about Israel. They're the good guys. You're not allowed to have a white identity. You're not allowed to have a white country. You need diversity. And if you don't like that, you're an extremist. Oh, no, no, no. You're not allowed to be Irish and support maintaining your culture. You're not allowed to be Irish and support keeping people from coming in that say, we want to diversify. You're not allowed to have that opinion. And then they slander you and call you an extremist. But it's like everybody sees what's going on. Everybody sees what's going on. You're moving people out of the third world and you're moving them into Christian Eurocentric countries and cultures. And then what happens? The European-centric Christian cultures slowly disappear. Slowly gone. But they're told it's a good thing. Make the sacrifice. Sacrifice the white identity. Sacrifice the white culture. Sacrifice the Christian European-centric cultures. You need more diversity, extremist. Oh, but what do you think would happen if white people decided to go in and do that in India? What do you think would happen if white people decided to go and do that in Africa? You think that would go over well? You think the same messages would apply? Oh, you don't want the whites here running your government? You don't want the Europeans running your government? Oh, you're an extremist. No, it's this idea that somehow the whites are the bad people and they need to learn and they need to be diversified. And they don't even hide it. They publish the books. They put them on the front page of the books, the front sections at the bookstores. But then they just create this like white backlash that doesn't really get much political results. So it just builds into this pressure cooker. And you get a situation where they're going to arrest your leaders like Tommy Robinson and send a message. No. You don't get to be like Tommy Robinson. No way. Throw you in jail. You don't like the Islamification of your traditionally Christian schools? I'm going to throw you in jail, punk. You don't like them covering up the rape gangs that they're bringing in with the diversity? You don't like that? You're going to jail, punk. Yeah, you're white kids. They're going to get bashed over the head. Your daughter's going to get raped. It's diversity. It's diversity. So just get over it. And then we just try to do deportation efforts here with illegal aliens, criminals. They run stories like this. Headline, his name is Jesus. He's a carpenter. And ICE arrested him. Ah, thank you. Oh, yeah, let's guilt trip the Catholics. Guilt trip the Christians. Oh, you're trying to protect your country from an illegal alien invasion. Oh, you're trying to deport criminals. Oh, you want to have a basic border security. Oh, my gosh. You would have done this to Jesus. Some Christian you are. More Christian guilt, more white guilt. So, yeah, people are sick of it, but then can you even get political results? That's the fight. All right, let's take some phone calls here before we sign off. We do have some other news we may get to, a couple other video clips. But I want to take some calls as we have them on the line. Let's go to Vendor in Florida, or Vendor X in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? Owen, right?
Yes.
Yeah, is there an independent audit or interview of the starving people in Gaza? And I also want to ask, what do you think is a fair solution to the Israel war?
You know what? Do you mind? Let me just dodge your question, and then if you want to re-ask it, that's fine. I don't want anything to do with it. I want the U.S. to decouple from Israel, decouple from the Middle East. I want to stop all money going. I don't want anything to do with it. Okay? That's what I want. Now, and now if the region wants to handle Israel and what it's done, if the rest of the world wants to handle Israel and what it's done, fine. I'm done. I'm out. I'm done with my country running a protection racket for them. I'm done with Netanyahu, a war criminal, coming into my country and getting protection. I'm done with the foreign aid going to Israel. I'm done with this issue taking over my streets. Palestinian flags, Israel flags. I'm done with all of it. That's what I want. I'm sick of all of it. I don't want any of it anymore. I don't want to be involved. I want total decoupling from Israel, total decoupling from the Middle East. Now, the rest of the world wants to handle Israel after the big defense system of America backs off? Then good luck. Good luck. But I'm done. Not my problem. I'm done with it being our problem. I'm done with it taking over our political debates and discussion and now our streets. So that's what I want. So I'm kind of dodging your question, but that's what I want. My answer is I'm not here to look for a solution. My solution is I'm out. I'm getting the hell out of here. It's like if I go to some party and there's two rival high schools there or their football teams or something, and it's like, oh, I see. Like, oh, a couple of them just grabbed some knives and they're about to get in a big fight. Somebody says, hey, what's your solution? Oh, I'm going to go and step in between them and try to stop it. No, I'm going to get the hell out. That's my solution. I'm out. I'm out of here. Good luck.
Yeah, I love the answer. I love the answer.
And I don't know why Trump wouldn't have that same approach, other than for whatever reason he's just being controlled by Israel. And maybe that's a Wiles thing. I don't know. But, you know, it's just so gross. It's grotesque. Complimenting Netanyahu. It's just disgusting. All right. Thank you for the call. We have a caller in Italy. Let's go overseas to Italy to Sazerio. I hope I get that right. Sazerio in Italy. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. This is Saverio. Yeah. Anyway, I called a long time ago as well. Yeah, I'm talking about, when the Trump was in Europe with Van der Hell. The European president is not worried about it, by all the equipment. We have like the, remember the COVID-19 little house where they put people there? Well, they sent some paper there and they got a Trump. Unfortunately, he backstabbed everybody. I'm very disappointed about him, but he will pay the price at the end. It's in the Bible. You know, he's descended to, King David. Anyway, he'd be punished. Anyway, they sent some paper. Europe doesn't buy equipment for the war in Ukraine. They sign some paper also. They got to give some money for take all the poor people from Palestine. Anyway, God bless you, man. Hopefully you guys stay away from Trump.
I'm trying to understand you. Are you saying that Europe is going to end up taking the Palestinians? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Trump, you go there for,
Well, they're already being told they have to, so they're already being told that's the plan. Israel's already telling them you're going to do this. So I don't think it's going to go well, but yeah, that's what they want. That's what they anticipate.
Yep, that's right.
Well, it's good to hear from you again from Italy. Honored to have you tuning in from across the pond, as they say.
Yes, sir.
Guys, I just lost my screen again. Thank you for the call. I don't know. Who did we have? Okay, yeah, thank you, guys. We got to do something about this. Let's go to Samantha in Oklahoma. Samantha, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I've spoken to you once before, but it's such a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you for giving time to people, we the people, that we can voice our opinion a little bit, because nobody really gives a damn what we say on social media and all, yes. But who reaches Trump out? It's basically Alex Jones and his company. And, of course, we also have Steve Bannon. So I only watch YouTube, and I get the latest news and news that before it happens, I tell my friends, and they're like, well, where did you hear that from? I said, well, it's going to happen, and watch, and it happens. So thank you so much for taking time out.
Wait a second. Are you saying, I really get a kick out of this, I'm honored. Are you saying that you have so much faith and trust in the reporting here at InfoWars that you take this information to your friends, they think you're crazy, and then you always end up getting proven right?
Of course. Of course, every time. And they think
every
I'm crazy.
Every time.
And I don't care. I laugh at them.
This is great. I love to hear this.
One of them are my children, and they don't believe me. And I'm like, okay, here you go. And they're like, well, Mom, okay, well, here's my coworkers. They get all irritated and mad at me, and they hate me. Well, I don't give a damn. Here's my news, and it's happening. And you know what? I will tell you something. There's only one thing I want is arrest of Obama. And so I want the public to know that treason is not immunity, okay? You cannot get immunity with treason. So, yes, we want Obama arrested. I do not want Pam Bondi saying he has immunity. I want him damn arrested along with Hillary, Conan, and
no,
all these.
You're not alone.
These are little.
Yeah, you're not alone. And in fact, again, it was Andy Biggs earlier this week who said either you arrest these people or all of this is worth nothing.
You know what? I'm losing faith in even the Supreme Court, and I'm losing faith in America. And I've been here for so many years, from 1984, and it's breaking my heart.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't want to go there yet, Samantha. I thank you for the call. I don't want to go there yet. It's a little too much for me. But again, I hear you, and you're not the only one. You're not the only one that's starting to look at it and say, where is this really going? Where are things really going? What do I need to start thinking about the future? Guys, what do we got on the clock? I'm sorry, my clock is still off. I hate having to do this. I just don't see it. What? Okay. We're almost out of time here. There was a big explosion at a plant in Nebraska. Nebraska biofuels plant explosion kills 3 people, including 2 young girls. Sad disaster there. The Sidney Sweeney phenomenon continues. Maybe I'll have to get to this tomorrow. Look, I'm sorry. These videos of liberal women responding to Sidney Sweeney, it's some of the most pure, entertaining, funny stuff I've ever seen. I'm out of time for today. Maybe we'll bring this one up tomorrow. But they're selling out of jeans. And one last final gasp here, and it was a gasp. I'm starting to get into the WNBA, actually. I have to tell you, some of these controversies are pretty funny. I mean, the game is bad. It's poor quality basketball. Sex toy thrown on court during final moments of WNBA. Folks, they threw a neon green, a neon green dildo onto the WNBA court. The announcer's response to it was hilarious. That's funny stuff.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue. But talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.